It all began about 12 years ago with an abandoned alligator and an unclaimed macaw.
Hello.
That's Levi, one of seven macaws, now at the educationally focused Wildlife Park in Ann Arbor, which serves as a rescue for poorly chosen pets or animals sent from other zoos for educational purposes. That's how the Creature Conservancy began.
We've got a wide variety of animals here, and the majority of them are rescues, so a lot of these animals have a really interesting background. Sometimes they're surrendered to us, sometimes they're confiscated from people, and they end up finding a home here.
That's Patricia Billette, manager of the Creature Conservancy, who works there because she has a great love of animals and a degree in fisheries and wildlife science. She loves them so much, she hand-packs food for the three-year-old cougar named Harper and throws it in for her to eat. That is the sound of one very happy cougar eating a concoction that was hand-packed by Patricia Billette.
Which is essentially whole ground-up organisms. So this is going to have bones and fur and teeth and all the things that she wouldn't be needing to eat in the wild incorporated into it.
The Creature Conservancy is currently at macaw capacity and not accepting any more of the colorful birds, as people think they will make great house pets and then realize they need a lot of attention and are really loud. Across from the macaws are two warthogs, Sophia and Scooter, housed in the arena area of the main building at the Creature Conservancy. Between the colorful talking birds and the furry, not-so-sweet-smelling warthogs, I suddenly feel like I'm in the middle of a real-life Disney movie.
When we first got Scooter, we were taking suggestions for his name, and eventually we just had to stop doing that because the only suggestion people had was Pumbaa.
As in the Disney film The Lion King, with a comical warthog named Pumbaa. Upstairs in the arena is a roost, a bat roost. Patricia leads me, reluctantly, up to the high-ceiling room to see a colony of Egyptian fruit bats.
Is it going to be dark?
Well, you turn on that.
How many did you say you have?
37.
37. They're not going to fly on me, are they?
No. The light will be on, so they'll stay pretty still.
But actually, I stood pretty still, bypassing the opportunity to go into the room and see the bats in action, choosing to watch them via the special bat cam set up downstairs, peeking into their natural habitat. While Patricia woke up the nocturnal bats during my late morning visit, a kookaburra named Orbit was wide awake and responding to its native call.
So this is an Australian species of bird in the kingfisher family, and they make that really characteristic laughing, whooping noise that tricks a lot of people into thinking we have monkeys. People will hear that from across the room and think, oh, there's a monkey somewhere. But it's just Orbit over here.
In addition to six employees at the Creature Conservancy, there are dozens of volunteers. Ben Harshberger brings a big bowl of freshly peeled fruit and one onion to feed the porcupines, hoping the experience will help him in his future career of being a vet. Courtney Steinmetz has volunteered there for the past 3 to 4 months and sees it as a career stepping stone.
It'll actually help me get into my career field. I graduated from Lake Superior State University with a degree in fisheries and wildlife management, so volunteering will really give me an edge when I go to apply for jobs.
The Creature Conservancy is open to the public on weekends, but used primarily for schools and educational purposes during the week. For the month of December, they're featuring reindeer. But don't forget to say,
hello!
To the other 79 species of animals at the Creature Conservancy, hidden in plain sight just off Ann Arbor-Saline Road in Ann Arbor. Lisa Berry, 89.1 WEMU News.